Accurate. Why people sell them soul is a mystery.
Come on, can I ask them?
And why we not learn nothing about black history?
Cash flow, I want to know.
Why people quick fit dash with them culture?
Yeah.
And why the world leaders a move like a vulture?
Boy, me a tell you say,
me no know what it a go take fi change this world. Me no know, but the children a fi save this world, yeah. Me no know what it a go take fi change this place. Me no know, but the youth them a we saving grace, yeah. The youth them nowadays them want fi know the truth. Not true, you read it in a book, you want fi show the proof. I fi back it up with the facts, not just belief. Religion them set up with them traps, get obsolete, yeah. The kids are tell me them no want no bloody meat, but them no see no vegetarian up on the telly screen. Them want fi turn them brain in a jelly bean, but I love we a give them in a the scheme. Tell them say, me no know what it a go take fi change this world. Yeah. Me no know, but the children have to save this world, yeah. Me no know what it has to take to change this place. No, I. Me no know, but the youth them are we saving grace, yeah. So teach them fi lead and no follow. Breastfeed them today, them a lead us tomorrow. Teach them fi share, but no teach them fi borrow. Keep your head higher than Kilimanjaro. Teach them about man like Martin Maplano. Up a pinnacle, well, Leonard, well, did that turn up? Marcus, Garvey, King Emmanuel, and Haile Selassie. I say yourself worth a fi chum up. Tell them say, me no know what it can go take fi change this world. Yeah. Me no know, but the youth them have to save this world, yeah. Me no know what it have to take to change this place. No. Me no know, but the youth them have to saving grace, yeah. Saving grace, yeah, yeah, yeah. Them have it hard a road. The system left them all alone, yeah. But them a strive fi do better. Fi the youth them a write this a letter. In a this cold, cold world, this your song, use it like it's a sweater. Tell you say, me no know what it a go take fi change this world. Yeah. Me no know, but the youth them a fi save this world, yeah. Me no know. Me no know. What really ever happen now? Why people sell them soul is a mystery.
All right, well, enough respect, Kabaka. You know, say, we know say you're there in this thing a long time, Bridging, but you know, last 5 to 10 years, people start to really get to vibe you and get to know you, yeah. And really get the overs. Especially, boy, last 2 years, boy, you've been going hard, Bridging. Yo, it feels good to know, say, so go on, so you know.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that enough work put in, you know.
Yeah, man, definitely. And really, the works are coming, have come to fruition, but there's more fruits coming, Bridging, definitely. And, you know, one of the things that really catch me about you, there was two things that really catch me, honestly.
Yeah.
The first time I hear the name really catch me. It really different. And yeah. It really have a different kind of vibe, a different kind of energy. So tell me, let's start with the name. How did you come about with that name? I mean, because it's two very different words, but very powerful words. And then you put the two of them together, like, you know, there's got to be some reasoning behind that.
I want to tell you that's exactly kind of how the name forward together, because it was really two separate vibration. Uh-huh. Early in the music career, it's like I had two different expressions. I had like the reggae dancehall side and the hip-hop side.
Right.
You know, and in them early days, the reggae side for me, it was always in a development stage. You know, it's like the voice and the delivery and everything, it took time because I never had any background singing or anything. So like, because I listen a whole heap of hip hop in high school, it's like I learn how to rap just by studying the rap of them. So Pyramid now was actually the name on my hip hop side. It was Ronnie Pyramid, you know, and that really forward just out of my adoration for ancient Kemet, ancient Egypt, and the culture there and the spirituality. And the pyramids really stood out to me as symbolic, you know, of like ascension, of standing the test of time, you know, just being a monument, you know, and that really stood out to me. And I decided to adapt the name on the hip hop side. Now on the reggae side, you know, for me, it was imperative to have an African name, you know, as a Rasta, you would just like forwarding up and thing. I never really, you know, had anything directly to connect me with the motherland. And it's just Rastafari really, you know, bridged that connection for I and I. And I literally just went online looking up names, African names. You know, we're in the internet age. We never have no, you know, African guru or in no village for giving us ceremony and give me a name or, you know, yeah. I just really just me, I'm a bridging them. So I really, you know, we just go online and I was actually in Orlando at the time. You know, cause I was doing some studies, some college level studies and thing. And just there by myself in my Rasta journey and thing. I'm just there on the computer, I make music every day. I'm just search up African names and found the name Kabaka. And it just, it's like once I read it, it's like I just really did connect with the name and it means king in Uganda. So obviously as Rastafari, we identify with kingship. You know, just naturally from his imperial majesty come right forward to, you know, ancient African civilizations and the monarchies and all of that stuff. So it just did really connect with me. And that was my name on the reggae side, you know, right through. And then now it's really about maybe 5 years later when I start feel confident in my singing and my DJing and, you know, is that's really when me did feel like to step out as a reggae artist. You know, as a, doing hip hop from Jamaica is like nobody not try hear that. You know what I mean? It's like there's no lanes for that. Nobody not support that. So me did always know say reggae was the way home. I would have to get these messages out. You know what I mean? And yeah, I just decided me fuse the names together and just create one entity, one musical identity. We have the two sides to it. We have the hip hop lyricism and songwriting approach with the energy and the delivery and the melodies and the you know, that kind of vibration coming from the reggae side. So it is really interesting because it's deep too, because when you really think about it, it's like you listen a whole heap of rappers from in the 90s and they would make them would allude to like the pyramids and to the hieroglyphs and them kind of things. So for me, it was more a hip hop aspect of the identity to even talk about pyramids and mathematics and them kind of thing, you know? Yeah. So it's really bringing that element into who I am now as an artist. And the name really summarized all of that.
Well, you know, and you even touch on it was, like I said, there were two things. It was the name that really catched me first. And then the fusion, what you just talked about between reggae and hip hop. And that is such a natural fusion because, you know, hip hop and rap, that really come from reggae and dancehall anyway.
For sure. From you know, Cool Herc, like, Jamaican, we're living at the Bronx. So,
yeah,
you know, I even started and then, you know, rest in peace to Daddy Uri, you know, you don't know. See, I am the originator.
The king, the godfather. So, you know, those two things really attract me, but it, and from my understanding, because I knew you had spent some time in Florida for doing some higher education and seeking a different level of knowledge, but it was first really that you came into the music or the music you were doing was more as a rapper and as a hip hop artist, correct?
Yeah, that is what I felt more comfortable putting out. I was always working on my reggae. Because I'm a man, I always have a little home studio. I'm always recording right from the start with music. So that was really the growth and the evolution. It was just a personal journey where I would link with other people and take pointers from them. But it was a lot of just internal struggling with with developing my sound and my vibration, you know?
Yeah,
it's much later down in my life, I start go to big studios and work with big producers. Like for the first maybe 10 years, it was just me and my bridging them, and a lot of the time just me alone.
Right.
You know, so that was it. I would have more confident for rap something for you, because it felt more like the finished product.
Right.
Than for me DJ or sing J or, you know, a chant like how me did a sizzle I did want sound like.
Right.
But you have to know for sing on some level if you can chant like them Monday. You know what I mean? I'ma just never have the practice.
Yeah, you just have to be able to hold them kind of notes.
Definitely. You have to can hold the notes confidently.
So did you make a name as Ronnie Pyramid in the rap scene at all?
In Jamaica for sure.
Okay.
Like any other rapper them will tell you, you know, them days. It's a small community. You know what I mean? But it get whole heap of fight. Cause the man them had some opportunities to you know, break into the mainstream radio thing. Mm-hmm. And then some man get the opportunity and diss some important people, and it just stagnate the whole development of the thing. So we them was some older generation to we. So we as the young rapper them know, is like we never have no chance to get play on radio.
Okay.
You know, and them someday.
So what about in Florida? Because you did spend quite a bit of time in Florida. Even after you made your name as a reggae artist, you were still spending some time. Did the rap thing ever make some noise in Florida or in the U.S. at all?
Not really. I mean, the major thing that happened to me is I did a song with this producer from the Virgin Islands, and he submitted the song I did. It was called Dear Hip Hop, like a letter I was writing to hip hop. And he submitted it to Green Lantern, who was doing a MySpace competition.
Okay.
You know, and then it actually made the cut of songs to go on this mixtape where he did.
Okay.
So that was really the only thing I could say that really broke through on any level where, you know, I felt like, yeah, I accomplished something in other thing. But it wasn't like anything in the local scene.
Right.
It was just an internet thing. Like, I did more know people in the reggae circles in Orlando.
Okay.
So me did vibe. I remember me drive up at Jaxil with a song. What the man them name? African. Man them name. Forget what the man them song name, but it was Mr. D and DJ Stylish.
Okay.
Never forget them man there. Them man they are the first man them where say, oh, all right, me carry you go perform up at Jacksonville, and it's a small venue, you know, and those little people there.
Nice.
And we just did it. I do my thing and I DJ, and you know, it was a little vibe still. And then we usually voice dub plate for them. This are like 2005, 2006.
Okay.
So them is the only people where we could have said they know about like my reggae side.
Okay.
Them time there. You know, because them in the reggae world, so them never too into the hip hop kind of vibes them time there, you know.
When did you When did you start to get comfortable with the reggae and start writing songs and getting songs produced? When did that happen? Because I, you know, 2013 was a big year for you. 2012, 2013 were big years for you, and you put out some of your best music still to this day at that time. But when did it kind of break from the rap hip hop into the reggae legitimately?
So I can tell you exactly. It was towards the end of 2010. I did a song with Cora Fire, who is another artist on our Beberak label them time.
Okay.
And it was called Better Must Come.
One day, better must come. So we have to make a way, cheddar must run. Yeah.
Him did sing the chorus, and me and him did do like 1.5 verse each. And it was over this hip-hop beat when we did make. Like kind of 90s, almost like Mobb Deep style of beat.
Okay.
But it's like we're sing Jape on the rhythm. Like one day better must come. Say me have to make a way, cheddar must run.
Politicians say we better bust gun. Figure make the blood run. Tell them get accustomed to it. One day better must come. Say we have to make a way, cheddar must run.
Politicians say we better bust gun. Figure make the blood run. Tell them get accustomed. You know, just, them vibe there. You know, and in a verse, and I say, yo, them, what, how it go? Them said them a go run through it. Dead body drop a ground when them done do it.
Them said them a go run through it. Dead body drop a ground when them done do it.
Bust it, them a bust it, no kung fu shit. I just bullied them a thump you with and conk you with. Politician them no give a damn. First thing pan them Christmas list a ham, how them put a piece of ram. So it's like a hip hop style, but you know, we are singing it in a reggae melody and vibe and them style. So it's that song and just the reaction I used to get from people when I play that song.
Yeah, man.
They just show me, say, yo, come in like we find a little niche now. You know?
Yeah.
And then it's actually Janine. I met Janine maybe the year before. And she introduced me to Protégé, and Carrie Protégé come at Bebberock Studio.
Okay.
And he heard that song and maybe a couple others that I was playing. And he was like, yo, I really like the vibe. And, you know, him would have loved help me put together a project. Kind of have some beats where he was working with Dan at the time. So he did have some rhythms where young producers were sending him, but he couldn't really use them because he did have him album with Dan. Mm. And you know, Protégé is an album man from day one.
Yeah.
The man did not do the whole heap of voice, you know? So him did us have the beats them, and a young youth, King Biggs, they do one of them LP out of England who did Feel the Vibes. And him send me some rhythm. I'ma see them tag with a thing named Zinc Fence. And them time, I don't know who Zinc Fence is, you know.
Okay.
And then I start hear about Teflon and Chronix as producers.
Okay.
You know, so me just get the rhythm them and just start. Boy, I'm going to go up a Protégé yard up a Stone Hill. And I start sleep up there. You know what I mean? I'm just dead in a film home studio, just a record myself and a mix song and a produce beat upon his little laptop, you know.
Wicked.
You know, I remember with two little Yamaha speaker, you know. Oh. And maybe about a $200 mic, you know. I was just dead in my make music all day from Protégé, left out of him room, and me that in him room with the studio. You know, and him go on studio, go link down, and me just there up a Stone Hill and make crazy music. And when him come back, him hear a new song. Remember when my device, like my vibe warrior, my dead end in my room and thing, and you know the rhythm I play, Chronix them make the rhythm. You know.
Man a real warrior today, warrior tomorrow same way. Man a real warrior today, tomorrow we not go stray. Yeah. Man a real warrior today, warrior tomorrow same way. Man a real warrior today.
Okay.
And as I say, man, a real warrior today. And then him start harmonize with me same time. You know? It's him vocal there on the actual track. You know?
Yeah.
On the harmony. You know? And then when he say, man, a survivor, Black Bears and a MacGyver. And then me, they just survive, you know. And me kind of face the computer, yes, sir. And him, the towards the back of the room, just a do him thing. And then now when me done meds out my verse and I spit it back now, I'ma go back in at the chorus. I just hear the man say, me nah no fear ya, Black Bears and a Gavira.
Man a survivor, Black Bears and a MacGyver. Fit the people them where ya cry ya, Nina. Send me ya me own a designer, liner. Judas Selassie I for rival.
I never ever know say him did a write no verse, you know. I'ma say yo, from here that, I say yes, it connect ya now. I was already getting so much from him, you know what I mean? In terms of strength and the space. I wasn't even asking him, yo, to do no collab with me or nothing, because may I say, yo, proto thing done set, you know, like my thing, me need to just go and do my thing.
Yeah.
So me hear the man bless me with that verse, the man say, yes, you know, so this thing will work.
I and I have no fear, yeah. Black version of Guavira, tight the direction them a steer you. The truth we after, and we can't falter, say Kabaka. Hold the order, play the pata. See them come for slaughter the youth and alter the truth. And capture the spirit and then rapture recruits. When actually you determine the action, the move, definition of a warrior for true. Message we a carry a for use. History of the brothers them abuse. Take a step in of them shoes. So you dead them man. Morat be a rebellion. Come before the storm with the loss in your palm. Man a real warrior today. Warrior tomorrow same way. Man a real warrior.
warrior today. Tomorrow we not go stray. Yeah, 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 yeah. Man a real warrior today. Warrior tomorrow same way. Man a real warrior today. Tomorrow we not go stray. In these last days, with Babylon me off a pathways, treading the valleys and the pathways. Sister them end us hate. For me life them want to gamble like a horse race. Heart racing when my start lace up my boots. With no fear, just a cold steer. No scissors, no comb here, no shear. No sleep at times, hunger belly till we weak at times. Some people can have peace of mind, but this peace of mind is very relative. Them want to take a piece of mind and sell we relatives. When we combine them, see how dread it is. Cutting off the enemies, energies. Yeah, yeah. Man a real warrior today. Warrior tomorrow same way. Man a real warrior today. Tomorrow we never stray. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man a real warrior today. Warrior tomorrow same way. Man a real warrior today. Tomorrow we never stray. Man a real warrior today. And now, man a real warrior today. This is for my warriors, Battlefield warriors, Protégés and warriors.
Yeah, and that was it. That was 2011. That was like the first half of 2011. Rebel Music EP came out in July.
Okay.
Protégé helped me for promote it. All the Indignation logo up on the scene.
Yeah,
cover.
Yeah.
And I designed the cover too, you know, Photoshop them time. Yeah, and me mixed down all the song them time. Me just, you know, it's like some of the song them, you know, I just the MP3 it mixed with, you know, and the vocal. Yeah, man, right in a Pro Tool, bro. You know, and I just
stuck
with the deal with it.
Like them say, you know, say you get that little
vibe. And then,
you get that little opportunity with OJ and you nurse it and you work it and
yeah, man, definitely milk it. We never did a ramp with that, brother. And you know, most always a self-sufficient youth. So all I need is just a little opportunity.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And then run with it.
Yeah, that little door open up for you, open out wide.
It's you know, sure.
You know, you're talking a lot about Bebel Rock, which is something I wanted to talk about. So I feel it's a good time. Explain to people, because obviously I have an overs on Bebel Rock, but for those that hear the name and don't necessarily understand or have an overs or meds it 100%, maybe you can give the insight because, I mean, are you hurting, you know?
Yeah, man. No, for sure. So Bebel Rock, no. It's a group of artists and producers and just music people, you know, we all come up in at the same time. Like most of them, they go to the same high school or live in at the same community in a whole parish as in a Kingston 6. You know what I mean? And the first studio we built was actually at me and my brother's house, you know, and, you know, we just make music from 2002 right up, you know, just a bunch of we were coming like Jamaica Wu-Tang Clan, called Pure Rapper and DJ, and we have put out albums and thing with just bare underground thing where we produce ourselves and we voice ourselves, and it was just them time they did nice, fam. Them time they had the best time them for me in our music. Nobody no know we, you know, we just I do a thing underground, and somehow we have a university at the West Indies and a study and thing, and we give out a CD them at school and give out a CD them to the high school of them and them thing there and do little performances here and there, mostly in the hip hop scene, you know?
Yeah.
So that was it. And then, you know, me did fly out. I'm a dead abroad for about 3 years in Orlando. And when my father, so things did kind of wither out a little bit because the student never did it. Both me and my brother did fly out. Because really, my brother did that a supernova. Really, him did around the student.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then now, both of us fly back in around the same time. And that is when, shortly before that is when Abby then built Bebel Rock Studio down at Skibo Avenue.
Okay.
That Abby father yard, who is like a popular sprinter from back in the 70s.
Right.
You know what I mean? Rupert Islet. So a theme place. And this is like one of the original places them were like 12 tribes used to gather before them they get the property of Pope Road.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like enough Jollof dance and them thing they keep and upper skill craft over there. So that's on how the studio that me forward back from foreign, all of my bridging them, I link up again. We end up a voice beer song and put out a double album.
Okay.
Now one of them, one of our bridging them, they drop out. Them did actually murder him up at Red Hills.
Okay.
Just like a couple months before me did fly back in.
Okay.
So we take all the music we did have and put out, you know, one half of the thing was theme album and then the other half was just the album for we as a group.
Okay.
You know, which features some tracks from him, the name Rap Brown, Taiwo McKenzie. You know what I mean? I'm a real brother that them man there was like the top level rapping in our group.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And him usually rap with a Jamaican accent when we did love. Because when me a rap, you know, me a twang like New York me come from. You know. But him, they just set this Jamaican accent rapping thing where me they just love. But me just couldn't do it. Me no know. Me just couldn't sound natural or do it like for him did sound natural.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and from them times, so I did forward early 2008. So 2008 to 2010, I just pure music where I make as Bebel Team. Bebel Team at the group, Bebel Rock at the label.
Okay.
You know, we formed the company officially with me, Abby, and Duane. As you know, my brother did already kind of separate after a while. And then a couple of the other artists on the label start to do their own thing and form their own groups.
Yeah.
You know, and some of that did come down to like the content of the music where someone's didn't want to go off in a different direction. And I do like enough trap music and them kind of thing. And I talk about regular things where the trapper them I talk about.
Okay.
So, you know, we never too into that. A positive music with the say we want to.
Yeah, yeah.
So me, Abby and Duane kind of formed the company. Cora Fire did stay.
Right.
Roxy, who's our next singer, she did stay too. And we did just go and do a thing.
Okay.
And just make music. And then eventually my thing start to pick up when Protégé link up and thing on. And the rest was history, you know?
Yeah, man, definitely.
Eventually we put out Cora Fire EP too.
Right.
So that was a project that I had a lot to do with, you know, I produced, I think, three other tracks.
Okay.
And we got production from Natural High. Supernova did produce one. And yeah, it was just a vibe, like, Kalonji did, not Sizzler, Picante Music did produce one too, and we just, you know, shoot it out and thing and yeah, and that was it. So that's really the essence of what Bebel Rock is right now, you know?
Yeah, man. So it's but it's more than just a production. It's a management and artists and tours.
Definitely.
And everything. It's
yeah, yeah. So we could talk about that too. So in 2014, I think that's when we formed the band.
Uh-huh.
I was working with a band called One Drop Roots. It was like they had their own lead singer and thing, but they did a lot of backing band work.
Okay.
So some of the musicians who are in my band now were originally in that band. But them thing as a band wasn't really like, you know, progressing too much. And, you know, me never did want always a takeaway from their vision.
Yeah.
So me did just put it to a couple of the musicians. Look, more from a band if we know what jive, no talk to your people, then met them, you know what I mean? Work it out. And yeah, eventually them did line up some other musicians for me. And it's just the same band members I have to this day. One and two, you know, got joined some other bands and think, but it's the same core of musicians and backup singers from them time they may have.
Yeah, man.
And of course, Abby and Duane deal with the business side of everything.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Well, your band them always nice and tight, you know, and always.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, do good work. Bebel Rock band them do good, you know, and.
Give thanks.
Man, have enough vibes, enough talent still. But as you have come along, and what was the breaking point amongst Bebel Rock? And it's 2000, what do you say, it was up to 2011, 10, 11.
Yeah.
It looked like, tell us about like some of the first, you know, when the reggae, because you talked about when it happened with you with the rapper.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of trying to chronologize the timeline of your career and you know, milestones, points in your career that were highlights? Because I know around 2011, 2012 is when you started putting out like some of the songs that you had
written. Let me give you the timeline, man. Let me give you the timeline.
Yeah.
So, all right. So 2011, the major thing was Rebel Music EP.
Okay.
So that was the breakthrough. You know, right. That is what put me on the map. Europe start to pay attention. You know, one and two local DJs in Jamaica did a play, but not wholly. But that's when the whole, when people talk about the revival, it was really that year it became a thing. You know, that's when we started doing the shows and, you know, remember Protégé called me up on a couple shows with him and, you know, we kept shows, Manifesto Jamaica kept shows. So we were like producing some of these early shows through Manifesto Jamaica.
Okay.
Which is a group that I was in, Abby Duane was in, Janine was in. Okay. Protégé used to perform at a lot of the events and attend a few meetings too. And we were the first people to put even Chronics on a stage at the Manifesto Festival. And that was really just a key point for me personally. So once Rebel Music came out, now you know, Europe start to pay attention, start to get like a dub play to work and start to know some of the sounds. And then one of the sounds them were, you know, used to send out dub play to work for me and get work. Them did decide, say, Malty from Starline Sound, he decided that him felt like I could come and do some shows. So me and Abby flew to Europe 2012. I think it was March to April. And we're dead there for about a month. And I did maybe about 13 shows or so.
Nice.
And so that was my first tour, like sound system style tour. And so imagine, CD come out mid-2011. You know, and not even a year later, my day in Europe, a tour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like by myself too. It's not like I go there with another artist. Mm. So, you know, I never make no whole heap of money or anything like that, but it was just an experience, you know, and that was around the time when my voice, Can't Study Me, Lead the Way, High and Windy. We shot the video for High and Windy there.
Okay.
So that was like the first video where really did good numbers for me on YouTube.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think that was the first video I did that went to 1 million views.
Wow.
And, you know, Free From Chains video came out 2012 as well. And that did pretty well, but High and Windy was definitely, that did set the standard for YouTube. I remember I used to compare every other video upload to how High and Windy did in the first week or first day. That was the standard.
So now I'm moving in, trying to escape the sin, full living, and appreciate the gift that I've been
given. You know, that was cool. And then later on that year, you know, 2012, that's when I recorded No Capitalist for Chimney Records.
Yeah, man.
We don't want no capitalists. I assess them out with I'm and Charlie's.
Now, the interesting thing about that is Hizzle, David Hale from Chimney Records, he used to get over my yard every day in like 2003 when we are record, because him and Supernova used to produce together.
Okay.
You know, so him usually there we are at the home studio. So my first rap album I did, him did produce, him and my brother produced like 95% of the track.
Nice.
So, but it's not until 2012 now, you know, end up a work back with them Monday and Chimney Records, and them sister, all right, the thing I move, them sister, I go Europe, yeah. And then them did I do a one drop juggling. So that was Tropical Escape, Big Rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my song never really bust up big in a Jamaica, but like people would hear it, but like definitely was one of my big songs in a Europe.
Yeah, man. You know, and like enough in America too, you know.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Especially over on the West Coast and few places on the East Coast, yeah.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? And yeah, so that was the first major breakthrough, I would say, because You know, like High and Windy and Rebel Music EP stuff was doing its rounds, but we never really had the platform to get them songs to everybody.
Right.
So now at least now, even if my song now play in a every DJ juggling, at least them see the name on a very popular rhythm.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it in a the mix certain way. So, and then true, we are promote ourselves hard now. So everybody who know we are Europe, them know about that song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And just the whole vibe, like Chronix used to sing my lyrics when him on stage.
Yeah.
You know, and just them kind of vibes there. Yeah. So it was just a whole vibes around the thing. And you don't know the whole revival thing. I pick up them time there and
yeah.
People are see all the way I perform together and we are call up each other on shows. So after that now, the first hit song I had locally was the following year, 2013, when I recorded Me Alright.
I got to give the most high praise. Promise to lead them from both eyes raised. Breathing the breath of life, so I pray to still I see I for watch over those like we.
Yeah.
Smile with the rising sun. The creation me never hiding from. No negativity up in our high kingdom. Mama Africa, your child so come.
I said, Jaja, rise me out of my bed.
From a day, me do some carrot and beet and eat a jelly. Then dipping at the river, cause me feel big of it.
I wash off the crosses off of me. Sweet life, King Selassie off of me. Never be ungrateful, no people go sleep and they never wake up. But Jaja rise me out of my bed. I'm in for if I go wash my dread. Be alright, oh, alright. I'm say Jaja sunrise, wake me up.
Anytime I see the sunlight, I climb up the hill. Now I'm no work, so I time for me chill. Some whole of meditation and trying to be still. Visions of Mama Africa are flowed by. Even though you're far, I feel you close by. The mysteries of life, I seek to know why. Hailing the most
high.
Now, when Chronix recorded on Tropical Escape Rhythm, him did go Chimney Studio and record Ain't No Giving In.
Right.
And at the same time, then they play some other rhythm theme and lay some vocals for the next rhythm. So it's now later down in 2013, now the man them send me this and say, oh, this a chorus and thing where Chronix they do, them would want, you know, me drop some verse on it.
Right.
So me record 3 verse quick and send it back to them, and then Chronix go link them back at the studio, and then they'd, you know, fill in the second verse and put in some ad-libs and some harmonies and thing. And is it from that rhythm go out from? It's a different vibe at Jamaica, bro.
Yeah.
At the first, me hear myself on radio so much.
Okay.
Like, the problem with it was that enough people just had it as Chronix song. Because, you know, sometimes when them juggle music fast and them just play the chorus, them and, you know, sometimes you don't even realize what's going on. But regardless, enough people they know say me and Chronix and the song I play every day, like it and the Taurus, the My Day was a 2-hit song them on the rhythm. And you know that was a good look when we look on the iTunes chart, it just up there. Up to this day, it's still up there in my iTunes and them something there. And that was the real first hit song where kind of breakthrough in a Jamaican. You know, I'm going at the dance and hear it. I go uptown and hear it. yeah. You know, it's just different vibe for me. Like, our police are stop me upon the road and me say, yo, them ask which song you sing. And me say, I got to give the Most High praise. And they say, oh, you sing that? You know, that them kind of vibe, and them just spray up and thing. So that changed the whole vibe for me locally.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? And then now, to go up on top of that now, the next year was well done.
The hotels and the beaches, the Spanish them go screeching. Me no know how you do it, but all my office say is well done. Well done, Mr. Politician man. You done a wonderful job at tear down with country demolition man. Skibbly bang, well done, Mr. Politician man. You done such a great job selling out with country with your business plan.
And what kind of plan?
Which is to keep poverty and unemployment on the rise. Corruption and not to mention the lies. Election and when the tension arise. So you buy with Kentucky not to mention the fries. Anything to secure your vote. And then you rob the people to secure your vote. We go on. Go to Island where the Chinese own. The whole Jamaica is a Chinese loan. But tell you well done. Well done, Mr. Politician man.
How are you treating me so?
It's a wonderful job at tear down with country demolition man.
Well done.
So now, yeah, towards the end of 2014, my record that I remember we did send it out to DJs like I think the December 2014 and it officially released February in 2015.
Okay.
And that was the first solo hit song now.
Okay.
So that was the big Kabaka song where everybody knows say my song that like
yeah.
Newspaper them want to interview me about the song and different thing and messaging of the song and obviously the lyrics political and you know everybody is a talking point kind of thing like Kabaka really do that and the only thing with that song fam I never hear it playing at the dance.
Yeah.
Just one and two times. Yeah, it's like, it would have come in like the rhythm never bust.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like the song did bust certain way, but it just never in at the juggling like that.
Gotcha.
You know, but everybody know the song, the video did pretty well. You know, and Europe, Lagan, that are the big song over there, so now.
Yeah,
so that become the show, the song where I have to close my show with
yeah.
And all of them kind of thing. And obviously Damian produced it. So that was the start of the connection working with Gang.
Yeah.
You know, and that led me to Miami where, you know, work. I was there when him engineer mixed the song and we just have vibe in a studio and we just love the vibe working together and you know that's when we kind of start having discussions about doing a project together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2015, 2016, them conversation, they step up, and we just was just doing work. You know, until the next major milestone, I would say, was the Contraband album. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
And,
that relationship seemed like a natural thing because of your background. And his sound,
exactly.
It was just a natural thing for the two of them to link up and do something together. It was just a...
Like, sure.
I don't think you could ask for a better producer.
No, definitely. Definitely. Like, him sound, between him and Steve Marley, like, their sound is the blueprint of what I like to do in music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, as you said, the fusion of reggae and hip-hop. And just that whole connection, them man they set the pattern with that, and set the pace for that. Them man they work with all the rappers, them with me rate, like the one them will really have the integrity and certain thing where we love and the message there, you know, and just how them, when them man they produce music, it's like, you don't think about the genre of it.
No.
It just sound like good music. So it could have a hip hop drums or whatever, but by the time the music go up on it, it can play anywhere. It can play in the dance. It can play on radio. It can, you know, your mother will listen to it and love it. And it's just the musical understanding of that fusion is on a different level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And for like lyrically, you know, Gang for me is also like the prototype of, you know, the hip hop kind of lyricism style, but just, you know, confident singing delivery and chanting and just, you know, from dancehall vibe to reggae vibe, everything, you know, like for sure. So it was, yeah, it was like a dream come true working with them.
Yeah, man, I'm sure. And I'm sure there's more works to come.
Definitely. Yeah, man, we're working on the next album right now.
Nice, yeah.
Well, matter of fact, I'm soon reaching on Miami again.
All right, well, we have to go link up then.
Yeah, man, for sure, man, for sure.
Yeah, it's just, it's a natural, it's, you know, the heavens dip on this, man. But trust me, they dip on it, man, because it's the right link, the right time. You know, I do want to look back just a little bit since we've gone through the timeline.
Yeah.
Now, on a personal level, let me know, what are some of your favorite songs and why? Give me two of your favorite songs and why.
Like from me or just any artist?
No, from you. Your songs.
Yeah. All right. Every time people ask me that, my mind goes to like more of the deeper songs. When I like really get my thoughts out, certain things when I think about. So I think about Quiet Thoughts with Protégé.
And why that one?
Yeah, so that one now, I did it with Tim Forrester from out of Germany. And there's something about it where it kind of encapsulates the same sound that we're talking about, like like a soulful kind of beat with a hip-hop vibe. And, you know, just that kind of poetic delivery. Kind of conversational. I remember when my first start for Question Life, 87 asks questions, why am I deep on earth? Is this my first or my second birth? Or is it my third? Is that a number or is it a word? You know what I mean? Just like real questions about reincarnation and about life and about, you know, spirituality and, but getting deeper into it, not just on the surface. You know, and Protégé blessed me with the chorus feat. I remember when he followed a Skiba Avenue and they do it. And I mean, actually, no, he vibed it, but then he actually recorded it when he was in Germany, actually. You know, and thing, and recorded it over there for them. And it was just one of those special songs to me.
Thoughts rambling, example is dispersed, but what's the meaning? As long as truth's been dispersed, I'm cool with that. Some are burst, oozes, blocks, I choose me ras. Tunes keep the youths intact, it's kind of funny. How I keep going like the energizer bunny. My offer memorize and study the verse, yeah. Cause the message I'm delivering is truth. I confess with every sin and name I use, yeah.
And we've lost meaning.
Yes, we've lost.
With all that's going on with the life we're leading. Cause all in all, great or small, this feeling. Knowing that we're blessed with the air we're breathing.
So that one definitely stand out.
Well, you know, I think I'm glad to hear that, because that's kind of the type of stuff I would feel would be something stronger from you, from a man like yourself. Yeah. You know, you can tell you're educated, you're deep, you're knowledgeable, and you have wisdom at a young age. And it's good to see youths like you coming up and bringing that information for the next youth. Because the youths, I'm going to look to you now, you know.
Definitely.
You know, it's trust me, it give me chicken skin, man.
Yeah, man, you know? Give thanks, man.
You know,
thanks,
everything well, really, we overs is manifesting.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, this is the power invested in we in the music. And we're glad to see that it's going that direction. When we got to hold it for as long as we can, because you know it's going to change. But we'll hold it for as long as we can. And it's not that this music's going to go anywhere, but it just may not be at the forefront.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and it go through ups and downs and cycles and things. So. You know, it will always reoccur in a different level, upon a higher octave or upon a lower octave or something. Yeah. But, you know, so, you know, I definitely give thanks. And even ones like yourself who really support the music and the root of the music as well, too. You know, and even keep shows so that we can present the music to people. But that's an important part of the thing. You know what I mean? And doing it right with quality. Yeah.
So let's go on. What would be your second, you know, I mean, if you're torn between two songs, it's okay to talk about both, but it's just to kind of give us a direction.
No. The other one kind of easy. Like I could at least 40% songs, but definitely Kabaka versus Pyramid is like one of them there. I feel like artistically, you know, artistically speaking, is probably my greatest, you know, body of work in a song. Uh-huh. Just in terms of the creative energy it took to put the song together,
right,
and how much it encapsulates my entire journey throughout music.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Talking about the hip hop days and, you know, me I tease my other, like my rapper self, I tease my myself, say me have to sing with beer auto-tune because I can't sing. And you know, it's like whole heap of thing I go on in another song there where,
yeah,
if you listen it deeply, you'll know exactly what was going on in my mind up until a certain point in my career, you know?
Yeah.
And then obviously for people who don't know, it's a battle song. It's on a Biggie beat.
Right.
Actually a song where Biggie did called Gimme the Loop, where it's two versions of him robbing a place. And him have the high voice one and him have the regular voice one. And them I go back and forth.
Okay.
So it's basically what I did with the rapping, a battle rap against my DJ self. So it's that kind of vibe, and we shot a video feed and everything. So
me know you best cause when me DJ, my badder than any flipping rap up on the planet. When me stand up on the lyrical phenomenon, bringing the tetragrammaton, a tetrahedron from me, not the reason of the motherland.
That definitely stood out to me over the years. You know?
All right, one more along this line. I got one other little question when we'll move on from here. Is what song, in terms of success, surprised you? If you can't think or nothing come to mind, it's okay. No problem.
I'm trying to think. No, it's a really good question. I know.
Because those things happen, you know, like you always have a vibe of a song that you do, and you kind of feel like it's going to take a certain path. And sometimes it does a little bit better. Sometimes it does a little bit worse. But somewhere along the line, it kind of, you know what I mean?
I want to tell you probably the same High and Windy.
Oh, High and Windy. Okay.
I knew it's a nice song, but I never really felt like it's a sound that I really identify with in terms of, it's not the type of sound you think of when you think of Kabaka.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the success of that song was pleasantly surprising too. It's not like a big song where I have to do every show, but
right,
you know, just the video did very well, you know what I mean? It streamed good on certain platforms and some people just have it as their favorite song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I think that one really did surprise me a little bit.
Tell us in your journey where you are now. I know you've reached certain goals and there's always pinnacles and milestones that you want to reach, but let's talk more about what's yet to come and what yet Kabaka has to succeed in his journey in life and in music. Where is it want to go?
Yeah, so the first thing I could talk about is actually a project that's coming out soon, or it's in the process of coming out, and it's my first juggling production.
Nice.
You know, it's called Victory Rock Rhythm. So, you know, I've always dabbled in production and do mostly stuff for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never really felt like I was the biggest producer, the most talented or whatever, but I know what I like to hear. You know what I mean? And I have people around me, I have musicians around me,
mm-hmm,
who, you know, I like the creative process of being in studio and creating and collaborating. So that's really where my strength is as a producer too. So this rhythm now I'm putting out, you know, almost all the musicians in my band played on the rhythm. My co-producer and bridging out of Barcelona did some additional production on the rhythm and played drums on it too. That's Genius, who did Meaning of Life and Can't Breathe.
Okay.
You know, I just linked all of the artists them where I know, and a bunch of them forward with songs for me and recorded. Some of them I went to studio with them. Some of them I helped them write the song. Some of them just had the full song and just send me back, you know. So the first three songs coming out now with D Major, Alien, and Bugle. Okay. And I have a whole heap more. Romain Verga on the rhythm, Chris Martin, Gentleman, Stone Boy, Ayers from out of Virgin Island. you know, Pressure Bus Pipe as well. Whole heap of artists me up on the rhythm. So, me just, you know, that really bringing out another side of me as a producer. Like, I didn't record on the rhythm. So, I'm really going into it as a producer.
Okay.
You know, and I felt that was important. Because for me, it's more of a singer's type of rhythm too.
Me no fret all when me have to work the nice shit.
Nah.
Cause me know she not give her the niceness. All me know say she keep it private. Cause the grip not change from the tightness. Yeah. Some say me mad, some say me not fi wife it.
Definitely want to do more production in the future. You know, expanding the brand too. I want to do some things in the vegan food market. You know, I want to do some things, you know, in terms of podcasting and doing more speaking kind of things where we're talking about different topics from music to spirituality to food to everything, you know. So I have some aspirations in that area there. And, you know, just finding different ways to bring the brand out or what I bring, you know what I mean, to the table. So, like, you know, YouTube channels and stuff like that and podcasts and all of these other ways where we can engage with the people and kind of bring out some of the stuff that's in my mind and maybe never come out, you know, with just music alone.
Right.
Well, yeah, and come really and truly, I would love to be in a position to do, you know, to make changes in the community. You know, in the ghetto communities in Jamaica in particular, I would love to be in a position where, you know, I could say, here is this amount of money and this is this plan that we have. And this is what we want to implement over the short term, midterm, long term. You know what I mean? I can work with like maybe the government to say, yo, look, this is what we have in them. What can you do to help this process? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, those are some of the things. And we just have to use the different means, or we have investments, all of these kind of things to make these things happen. God, those are some of the greatest goals for me.
You know, an idea that came to me as an artist on your side is like doing something for the ghetto youth, them is like maybe put on a show for them and then give all the proceeds to that community or something, you know, and
sure,
anything like that, you know, me can help in any way I can.
No, definitely.
You know that. Definitely. You know, say we there for you.
Yeah, man, for sure, man. We is a culture shock, man. What you talk about?
So, you know, much, much love, much respect, and, you know, you're on the path. I know you're on the path you want to be. You're getting to where you want to go, and, you know, that has to be rewarding in some extent.
No, for sure. It's a great feeling, man. Great feeling. Oh,
and I know you have a good team behind you and support you and get it with you from start. And I'm just glad to see you go on so, man.
Give thanks, man. No, man, appreciate it. I can tell you, I really feel it a certain way. And give thanks, man. You know?
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Enough love.
Have to believe in myself. Have to believe in myself. Now wait for nobody for give me motivation. Me have to make it out this sticky situation. Have to believe in myself. Have to believe in myself. All when them a doubt me, that could have never phase I. No, I know some of my mother raise I. Self-sufficient might as well that she name I. So me aim I, limit is the sky. Work me put in that could never be undone. Any task when me get me wrap it up like condom. All when the burden when me be away 1 ton. Me have to carry the load because me nah no option. Now wait for nobody for tell me some green. Now wait for nobody for open up the gate. Have to believe in myself. Have to believe in myself. Now wait for nobody for give my motivation. Me I go make it out this sticky situation. Have to believe in myself. Have to believe in myself. Now watch what them a do, me have my own mission. Now wait for a soul, me alone and me done. From here the name Kabaka, you know say man a king in a earth. Me know my worth as a proud African. And Rastafari lead me. For know myself and in a school them never teach me. For grow my wealth and this a journey never easy. Still me show my strength. So even though my slim, I lift the weight over the bench. Now wait for nobody for tell me say my great. Now wait for nobody for open up your gate. Have to believe in myself. Have to believe in myself. Now wait for nobody for give me motivation. Me I go make it out this sticky situation. Have to believe in myself. Have to believe living on myself, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rastafari alone, give thanks and praises. And when the pressures of life circle round I and I, and them want to go round I and I, still I see I crown I and I, so them can't confound I and I. Now wait for nobody for tell me some great. Now wait for nobody for open up a gate. Have to believe in myself.